All right. So now let's get rid of some stuff. Yes? Let yourself get comfortable. Seat yourself or place yourself in such a position that you can be balanced, that you don't have to strain to hold yourself there. But also, this is being a very active experience. Please place yourself in such a way that you will be less tempted to fall asleep. A part of you may want to wander away. You're used to keeping some of this stuff hidden away in your unconscious. And you may want to just kind of go unconscious. And if that's the case, remind yourself just to keep listening to us. Perhaps mentally repeating everything that we say to kind of keep yourself awake. Because the more awake you are, the more conscious you are, the more you bring that which is unconscious and subconscious into your conscious mind. And there, in your conscious mind, is your power, is your capacity to do something. And so close your eyes and let yourself go into your center. Quieten yourself. Settle yourself. Put everything aside physically, emotionally, mentally, for just a little bit, to open yourself to the emptiness. To go into that part of you that you may sense or feel, intuit or know, to be your center of consciousness. Whatever place that is for you, go there now. And relax your body as much as you can. And relax your diaphragm in particular so that your breathing is gentle. So that you don't hold your breath and then all of a sudden have to, but that you just breathe in such an easy, gentle, fluid way that your breathing is silent. Your breathing is virtually completely silent. It's so gentle, going in and out. And in this center, just let yourself kind of lean back into yourself, into your center. A place that is your core, your essence, your unique self, your home within you. A point of consciousness for you. A place to be safe, to be free, to be you. A safe, loving place. A place where you can pay attention to just you. You've come here many times to reach deep within yourself, to think, to feel, to explore, to understand as part of your growth and of awareness. So this place is familiar to you. Sometimes you don't give yourself that much time in this place, busy as your lives may be. But let yourself go there now. Recognize it is a good place to be for you. Your place. And as you are there, let yourself, in a sense, float in the silence. All the voices, all the yakety-yak, Let it go. Let the child's voice go, the adolescent voice go. The ego, the internal parent, all those internal personalities. The questioner, the rebel. Let them just go. Not to diminish them, not to judge them. Just put them aside for now so that your mind is quieter. And if any voices should jump in to make you think about something you should be doing later today, or something you didn't do good enough, just let it go. Just say, go. I'm doing this now. And in a little while, I will deal with you. I will be with you. So let yourself now just be aware that as you're floating in this place, in this gentle place within you, that above you is a starry sky. A sky filled with hundreds and thousands of stars, twinkling and sparkling their light. Every one of these points of light, a consciousness. Someone out there who loves you, who is smiling down on you. You are a beloved child of this universe, taking your power. And they, all these stars here for you, to witness, to support, to encourage, to love you. And if you notice that some of these stars move from their position and come together above you, putting their light together like spokes of a wheel into the center to create a big light, a light of union, a light of oneness, the way we come, the way we show ourselves to you. And we, this light, send a beam of light down to you in the color that's just right for you. A sparkling, shimmering, radiant beam of light coming down to you. By the time it reaches you, you realize it's wide enough to be a column of light, a shower of light surrounding you completely. Let us surround you. Let us put our sparkly, shimmery light around you, wrap it around you, hold you. We love you. We certainly admire and respect your adventurousness, your courage, your willingness to express your divine nature, to take your leaps of consciousness, to share them with the world. We wish to do anything that we can to assist you, to help you, because you're the adventurer, the explorer out there in the unknown, ahead of the others, the ones who leave the markers on the trails, who leave the signposts over here, this way. That's you. And yes, we know that sometimes you're out there in the unknown, and you feel that sometimes you're lost and flailing about, not knowing which way to go. Just know we are with you. All you have to do is call. and we are with you right now. We and a whole bunch of others, a lot of stars, are up there. Not all the stars are part of us, but some of them are your team, your crew, your friends, that you've known from other times and places, other planets, other dimensions, other planes of existence. And also some of your spiritual family, souls that you have been with since you were created. All part of the body of God, Goddess, all that is. And we know that when you stretch and grow the way you must, the way you are moved to, you will encounter terror and rage. Your fear of terror so much more than the terror itself. But the imprints of terror are anchored inside you, in your cells, in your DNA, and even more importantly, perhaps, in your RNA. The RNA is the replicators. If you change your consciousness, your RNA can change your DNA, can change your future. Dear ones, you've been doing this for years. We are with you in this process. So let us now go into every one of your cells. Let a little teeny tiny sparkle of light go into every cell. Just let us put our light in you. A light of love, of support. A little sparkle, a little happy little light into every cell in your body. Now you've got trillions and trillions. So let us split up into trillions and trillions of lights and go everywhere, into every organ, into the bloodstream, into your brain, through your skin and your bones and your muscles, your lymphatic system, your tissues, your head, your arms, your hands, your feet, your knees, your hips, everywhere. To all the tissues of your body, every cell in there, in your physical body, we go into. We go in there. Every cell in your etheric body. Every cell in your mental body. Every cell in your emotional body. You're layered. Four bodies. We are putting lights everywhere. And just let yourself feel that you're just kind of glowing more now. You're kind of gently glowing. You feel brighter, bigger. Just gentle, just easy. And as you grow and expand, we're making it safe for you. You normally encounter terror. The terror exists in your body, in your DNA and RNA, imprinted there through the collective, held there in your unconscious mind. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take your terror out of your cells, out of your DNA. Make a choice now, if you will, if you're willing. Forgive us that complex, that matrix, that program of terror. Just let us pull it out of you. Let yourself let it go. And out of all your tissues, we're going to pull out dark debris, slime, garbage, gunk, dark stuff, putrid green stuff, bleached white stuff, painful stuff, crazy stuff, wild terror stuff. Just start letting it go now. Just give it to us. It won't hurt us, and it won't hurt the one who channels us. Just give it to us now. Let it come into that light that's in each cell. And let it just come out into that column of light that wraps around you. Let yourself let it go. Let us pull it. Come on, let us pull it. Pulling it from the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, pulling it from the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious, pulling it. Let us pull it. Pull it out. Let it go. Weird stuff, twisty stuff, bizarre stuff, some of it electrical. Some of it like scrambled wire. I'll just pull it out. There we go. And let yourself feel the emptiness now. As the stuff leaves, it's like there's a space, a quiet space, a soft space, maybe even a dark space, maybe a light space. Don't try to make it a certain way. Just feel it, sense it. The emptiness that's left behind where the terror has been removed. Just let it be there. That beautiful space. Now, you were so contracted as a child. Terror was automatically and easily connected to you. You were so frightened by your peer group and about the humiliation and the excommunication from those that seemed to determine popularity and importance and value. That terror shrank you there too. You tried to hide. Let all the hiding go now. Let us pull the hiding out of you. The shrunken, hiding self. Let it go right into the light. our light. There we go. And in this space, in this emptiness, in this void, let yourself feel the love, our love, total unconditional acceptance of you. We are not here to judge you, to improve you, but to love you and to provide space for you to be you. And with us is your higher self, who stands above you, a light being, perhaps difficult for you to really see clearly. Don't try to. Just sense your higher self's presence. The you who knows who you are. The you who made the choice to come into physicality. Who saw the grand adventure. Who holds the dream. Who holds your mission. Who holds your destiny. That's part of you. Let your higher self now come. Let this light being come and enter our light and enter you. Let your higher self come and hold you just as we have been holding you. Unconditionally loving of you. Your own higher essence. The one who knows your universal plan. Who knows who you are and knows what you're up to and knows what you're going to be doing and being. Let yourself just receive that. Let yourself be drenched. Drenched in the love between us and your higher self. With a twinkling, loving stars above you, who are now also around you and everywhere. In fact, you're in the starry sky yourself, still surrounded by us, but surrounded by hundreds of thousands of beings who are watching you with love. Your support team. And you look at your life, and you look at your childhood, and you look at your adolescence, and indeed perhaps even in your young adulthood, and you realize how much your terror had limited you, how much power you gave away, how much powerlessness and fear you had to endure. You also noticed how much self-repression was required, how much toeing the line you had to do, how much you had to be acting and behaving as if you were someone else, some more ideal version. And that part of it makes you angry. Angry that you had to endure so much limitation, so much privation, so much restriction in who you are, in who, what you could do and how you could be. So much limitation by all these institutions, the collective, the culture. The culture twisted and dark. How much you had to give up to survive within it. How much intimidation you had to experience from it. how much separation you had to, you were forced to experience, it seems like, from your own self. How much you lost yourself for a while. You know you're on a journey back to you. But nevertheless, you are angry at what is being, has been done to you and what has been done to so many others and what is done to children all over the planet at this time. The repression of the passion of the self, of the soul, of the true self. And you feel rage. Outrage. You feel rage. You feel outraged that this is done. And it's time for you to change the balance, to take your power back from all those who took it away from you when you were a child, when you were adolescent, when you were a young adult, and who may still be testing you sorely, taking it away from you now. The power that is really rightfully yours. So while you are here, let yourself sense within yourself a movement. And suddenly out pops the child you, filled with outrage and its terror. Filled with powerlessness, victim consciousness. Take this child by the hand with your love. Say, little one, today we will change. Don't worry, it'll be great. And within you, another movement, and out of you steps your adolescent, your teenage self. The one aspiring to be the rebel, but too afraid and still conformist, struggling with individuality, outraged as well. And perhaps then you might feel another tingle and out steps your young adult, a you somewhere between 18 and 23. One who tried to find success in social convention, tried to fulfill the forms only to find that they were being withheld and there were all sorts of payments that had to be made to fulfill the successes, to have the perfect relationship, the perfect house, the perfect marriage, or the perfect cars, or the perfect lifestyle. That you had to dance for money. You had to dance a dependent upon your culture. Outrage. Resentment. So now, feeling that yourself, it is time to let that rage out. So give your child self, your adolescent self, your young adult self, and as also your own self, the you are now. Arm yourselves. How about some machine guns? How about some bombs? Oh yeah, there's a little voice that says, oh, you shouldn't be thinking violent thoughts. This is the rage. This is fighting for yourself. Arm them. Assault rifles, grenades. Maybe certain kinds of science fiction armaments. Certain laser things and certain energy things. whatever you think up, whatever's in your imagination. Arm them. Arm your child, arm your adolescent, your young adult, and yourself. You're armed to the teeth. The four of you. You're a team. You're going to go get them now. So what institutions are the bugbears, are the horrible, horrible destroyers, manipulators, terrorizers in your personal life and in your society? Is it medical profession? Have you been damaged by doctors? Is it lawyers and legal issues? Is it government? Is it political states? Is it religion? Is it some kind of self-improvement consciousness where you must exercise to be perfect? What philosophy did you fall prey to? What do you feel sometimes you can lose power to, that your whole culture can lose power to as well? Let's go get them. If it's government, then you might want to blow up the White House. Go down through Washington, D.C. and destroy building after building. Congress, where they pass all those sucky limiting laws. If it's medical, well, there's hospitals everywhere, and clinics, and doctor's offices, and all those fancy cars that are parked outside there, and the yachts, and their homes. Perhaps it's religion, churches, synagogues, mosques, temples. All over the planet. There are plenty of them. Legal system, maybe the courthouse. If it's a person you've given your power to, who's terrorized you, who's suppressed you, who's hurt you, destroyed you, bring them up too. And now, use your arms. Use your weapons. Destroy. All four of you. Go for it. Blow things up. Destroy. Destroy. Destroy those images. Destroy the concepts. Destroy the structures of the consensus. Go for it. We're going to be quiet for a moment. You just go after it until it's rubble. Until the people are grease spots. And of course, if one church or one office building or whatever isn't enough, there are plenty. Go for it all over the place. Come on. Blow it up. Come on. Destroy. Come on. You can do it. Get that rage out. Let it come out of your body. Come on. Blow. Blow it. Blow it. Crash it. Crash it. Destroy it. Destroy it. This is no dialogue. This is destroy time. All four of you. See your child doing it. That's it. Go for it. Do some more. There's more. How about blowing up the drug companies' buildings, you know? Just go. Go for it. Use your imagination more. If you're angry at the quote-unquote terrorists in the Middle East, go blow them up. You got plenty of work in Afghanistan for you. Just feel it in your body that as you level it, as you flatten stuff, as you destroy stuff, feel it move out of you. Feel the rage come out. Feel the energy move in. And keep at it until you, all four of you are exhausted. Like a hard day of heavy labor at the end of the day. Whew! Just get you to that space. Good, good, good. Maybe your teenage self has blown up all the kids in school that used to judge, that used to terrorize. Boy, that's one humdinger high school reunion. Feel the satisfaction of your child self. Finally having impact. Finally making a difference. Your adolescent. Finally having impact. Finally being the one on top. Young adult, finally feeling powerful. And you feel that stress inside you out, blown free of you. Wrap it up now. If there's anything else, go for it. Get it now? There you go. And the four of you. All your ammo is exhausted now. It's all gone. Even the guns don't work anymore. You've overused them. The four of you are sitting down, lying perhaps on the ground, totally wiped out in a really good way. Like you feel sometimes after you've done a really, really lot of exercise and those endorphins. Fantastic. Almost feel high, but really tired. Four of you lying there. You begin to laugh. You're lying there on your back, just chuckling away, just laughing. Oh boy, do I feel crazy. Do I feel wild? Do I feel free? I did it. Feel like some Rambo, you know, really. I got my revenge. The revenge has been taken. It is done. Maybe the four of you slap high fives with each other. You're a team. Good team. You went in there and you just destroyed left and right and you cleaned all sorts of stuff out. Might even feel like, you know, you're meeting at the locker room after a good game, right? Bonding with each other, celebrating with each other, laughing. Maybe all four of you are lying with your heads together, looking up at the sky, the starry sky, laughing. or perhaps you're on the bench up in the locker room wiping your face with a towel and laughing. Wow, I really did it. Yeah, and you really, you just looked great doing that. Man, I got so much done. Wow, I really whammed that guy. Tell each other your exploits. Brag. And laugh. Champions today. Free. Feeling power in you, running in your veins. Let that power fill you with energy now. Fill all four of you with energy. So you can want to get up and dance. Dance, dance, dance. Move. Ah, yeah, celebrate. And you all four hold hands and jump around and celebrate in a circle. Ha ha. You maybe haven't done that since you were a child. But this time it's a freedom. It's a free space. An empowered space. And then the four of you come back together. You hug each other. Love flowing freely between the four of you. Feel the love between you, the respect, the enjoyment, the celebration. Feel the four whole levels of empowerment. The empowered child, free to play, to discover, to explore, to have fun. The empowered adolescent, free to discover, to learn, to grow, to adventure, to travel. The empowered young adult, free to build, create, and manifest dreams. The empowered adult, you, the spiritual empowered adult, holding the dream of your mission, of why you're here and where you're going, feeling strong, feeling yourself a powerful reality creator. Owning, this is your reality, your playground. And you're not going to give your power away to it anymore. You're not going to be terrorized by it anymore. And let now your child, your adolescent, and your young adult merge into you. Let them become one with you. Let yourself feel full and complete, balanced and strong. And end the oneness that you are now. Send a thought out to your world. Send a picture or a dream, an imagination, that change is leading to a new reality based on love, not fear. Love, not fear. Power, not terror and helplessness. Where the strong prey upon the weak. No, that everyone celebrates their uniqueness. Freedom to be who you are, to act without impingement of social convention upon you, of duty and obligation and motivations and burdens. Free of the burdens, free. Free to make choices for you, free to love, and free to receive love, and safe. Rather than a world that, in which You are at the mercy of some sudden tragedy. Know that you are an empowered spiritual being. And tremendous love and support is with you at all times. Let yourself feel that. Just a hint of it, if you will, right now. We are with you. You're surrounded by friends on the other side. And you've been trained by the consensus to believe that that other side is not as real when we are more real. Look upon your physical plane as the illusion it is. Just sense it and send the message out to your world. It's time for the change. And you, let you choose to be the empowered one. Loving, free, and safe. And it is done. And so be it. So let yourself bring that sense of integrity, integration, wholeness, strength and balance back with you now into your body awareness, back into the space of the present, the external part of your illusion, bringing it back, bringing that energy back with you so that you can remember it, so that you can connect with it because it's more real. Feeling your power, claiming it. Let yourself now open your eyes and return. Gently, gently. Good, 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 good. Okay, now, we were pulling some stuff out of you earlier. The pull is going to continue. And so we recommend that you take a break. A break for lunch or some kind of break. The pull is going to continue through that. So you may feel a little altered, and it's okay. Just let yourself float a bit. Stuff is leaving you. Stuff is draining out of you that should not be in there. Okay? And so go forth and have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Maybe socialize a little bit. Talk some. Eat some. Play some. Have a good time, and we'll see you back here for the next stage of clearing terror and rage. You're certainly welcome. All right, farewell for now.